The world was brought to a standstill literally yesterday on the announcement of Benedict XVI's resignation on February 28th, effective as of 8 p.m. Rome time in the evening. What has the reaction been from not only Catholics in Australia, but wider Australian community over there to this news?
Catholics and many others in the Australian community were very surprised and shocked by Pope Benedict's resignation. However, they do accept that a man of 85, nearly 86, whose health is failing, made a very courageous decision. And I think they were very moved by his decision and the reasons that he gave for it in his statement. I've always known Pope Benedict as a wonderfully gifted teacher and theologian, but a very humble and warm and sincere man. 3 weeks ago, I spoke with him at the papal audience on the 16th of January, and he reassured me of his love of the people of Melbourne and of his love of the faith. I was very, very moved on that moment, and I'm particularly moved at this time to see that he has resigned. Certainly my prayers and my wishes go with the Holy Father.
Now, of course, Australia really stands out within the pontificate of Benedict XVI for one very specific reason. I don't think any of us will forget the images of Pope Benedict XVI during the celebrations for World Youth Day in Sydney, his crossing Sydney Harbour, joined by the young people on the boat, his visit with victims of abuse in Australia's apologies. Can you speak to us a little bit, perhaps, about your memories of that papal visit?
I remember being on that boat with Pope Benedict. It was a wonderful autumn afternoon, and people were really excited that the Pope had actually come to Sydney. And this was a wonderful, wonderful moment when the young people of Australia engaged with the Pope, and they suddenly realised that age didn't matter, that it was this wonderful, sensitive, kind man who was their father in God. And for all the events of that great week in Sydney, it will always remain a memorable moment in the history of Australia.
Has there been a legacy from that moment, do you feel? Did it help revitalise the faith among younger Australians?
I think the legacy of that moment really is the fact that the Pope seems much nearer to us and much more present. He's encouraged us in faith. He's courageously apologised to victims of sexual abuse, and that will always be remembered and appreciated. But his warmth, his holiness, his goodness is something that I will always remember and that many people in Australia will remember.
Do you have any personal memory in particular of a meeting or a word that you shared with Benedict XVI that you'd like to share with us?
I met him first as a young priest walking across St. Peter's Square. He'd always greet you and always have a little word with you. When I met him as Pope, he was always encouraging, always warm and sincere, and a man of the Spirit and a man of God. I felt tremendously encouraged in my role as Archbishop and in my work with the people, knowing that he was there with me, behind me, supporting and guiding me. He means a tremendous amount to all of us. I was made a bishop and an archbishop by John Paul II, but Pope Benedict has brought a new light and a new clarity to his teaching. He's just a wonderful man, and we'll always remember him.